Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin, coming up.
Now it's Hazard again, pulling the ball back to Ramirez. Great challenge coming in from Kompany. Shot driven in and a goal for Chelsea from Ivanovic.
Chelsea and Manchester City's unbeaten run at home in the league this season. The five-time Olympic swimming champion Ian Thorpe has been treated for depression, and the president of the International Olympic Committee says he remains confident that the Winter Games in Sochi will pass without any security incidents. More on that in a moment, but football first, and another twist in the English Premier League title race. Manchester City were hoping to leapfrog Arsenal and return to the top of the table with a win against Chelsea on Monday, but it was Jose Mourinho's side that left the Etihad Stadium with all 3 points. The result moves Chelsea level on points with City, who remain in second place in the table on goal difference. The BBC's John Murray watched the action.
For Chelsea and Jose Mourinho, it wasn't a case of negative tactics, simply the right tactics, as they outplayed and outwitted Manchester City and became the first team to take Premier League points off them at their home stadium this season. And not only that, they stopped them from scoring. In fact, it was Chelsea who could have run up a big score in this one. Besides Ivanovic's superbly struck winning goal just past the half hour, Eto'o, Matic and Cahill all saw efforts strike post or bar. City missed the injured Fernandinho from midfield, but on the night, they were simply beaten by the better team.
Well, the Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho was full of praise for his players and believes that the better side did indeed win.
We knew what you want to do. Sometimes you have a plan and you can do it. Today we could do it. So we pressed them high, we pressed them far from our goal. When we recovered the ball, we were always very, very aggressive and projecting always 3, 4, 5 players into the attack. So I think we played a very complete game. And the boys deserve to win.
And tactically, your plan couldn't have gone any better, could it?
But the plans, they only work when the players are good and when the players do a fantastic work. So the plans are always good. Credit for the players. Credit for the players. I'm the man when things go bad, when things go well. The players are the man and they deserve, because all of them, they played really well.
A delighted Chelsea boss Jose Mourinho there. Contrasting emotions from his opposite number at City, though, that's Manuel Pellegrini. He believes the result wasn't a fair reflection of the game.
I don't think the best team won the game. I think that Chelsea also played very well today. It's very important for us to have important players out missing today, especially yesterday, the injury of Fernandinho. A lot of things that, of course, have incidence in the result, but we have option also. I don't think that we deserve to lose the game, but they scored the goal and they won.
In other Premier League news, Norwich and Newcastle have been charged by the Football Association for failing to control their players during the recent match at Carrow Road. Loic Remy and Bradley Johnson were both sent off following a flare-up. And Newcastle United have confirmed that Joe Kinnear has resigned as director of football at St James's Park and has left with immediate effect. The club said they'll be making no further comment. Kinnear joined Newcastle in June last year and was in charge of player recruitment. In Spain, Villarreal beat Osasuna by 3-1. The victory moves them to within 3 points of Athletic Bilbao, who currently occupy the fourth Champions League place, whilst in Italy, Sampdoria beat their bitter rivals Genoa by 1-0. Now, the president of the International Olympic Committee says he has complete confidence in Russia's security arrangements ahead of the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics on Friday in the Black Sea resort of Sochi. There have been major concerns about security ahead of the event after there were threats of attacks by insurgents from the North Caucasus. But Thomas Bach says he has full confidence that the games will be safe and secure.
Every big event nowadays is under threat, whether it's a political summit, whether it's another big convention, you name it. Therefore, we have to address this, because anything else, the alternative would be to surrender to terrorists. Every organizer has to make sure that the games are as safe and secure as possible. And here we have full confidence in the Russian authorities, which are cooperating closely with other services internationally that they are doing their utmost to have safe and secure games.
Elsewhere, the games organisers said they'll act after being asked by competitors to make changes to the slopestyle course in Sochi. Norwegian medal hope Torsten Ogmo crashed and broke his collarbone during the first training session on the course on Monday and will now miss the games. The International Ski Federation blamed the Norwegian's injury on the jump he was attempting rather than the course, but the British snowboarder Jamie Nicol says changes are needed.
The jumps are just a little bit kind of too long, like they are really long, so like the time you get to the top of the takeoff you feel like you're not going to make it, but then you do and you got absolutely miles down the landing, and the landings are quite flat too, so it's just the jumps and the landings don't meet up properly.
The five-time Olympic swimming champion Ian Thorpe has been admitted to rehab for treatment for depression. Local media say Thorpe was found lost and confused early on Monday morning in a street in Sydney where his parents live. Residents called police after he allegedly tried to get into a car which he mistakenly thought belonged to a friend. Phil Mercer has more.
Ian Thorpe was found lost and confused near his parents' home in Sydney. Residents had called the police after the five-time Olympic champion had tried to get into a neighbour's car, which he mistakenly thought belonged to a friend. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and the former swimmer was taken to hospital and, on the advice of doctors, was admitted to a specialist clinic for depression. In a BBC interview in 2012, Ian Thorpe talked about having suicidal thoughts, drinking too much alcohol, and hiding his despair from those closest to him. He'd been living in Switzerland for 18 months, but returned to Sydney to spend Christmas with his family. Newspapers here have described Ian Thorpe's struggle to adapt to life after swimming as the saddest and most heartbreaking story in Australian sport.
Francis Leach is the presenter of ABC's Grandstand programme in Australia, and he says there's been a positive change in the nation's attitude towards mental health.
There's an open conversation about it, and it's... at least a conversation now that has broken down the barriers of fear and ignorance. Certainly within the footballing codes, there have been a number of high-profile footballers who've talked about their journey and struggle with depression. So it's no longer a taboo subject in the way that it might have been. It's no longer particularly in a sporting culture which has a very sort of macho and sense of pride in locking down and keeping these sorts of discussions at bay. It's no longer like that. So no one will be judging Ian Thorpe for suffering from depression if that's the case here. In fact, Australian swimming had a lot of this of late. Grant Hackett, of course, another Olympic swimmer and you know, multiple gold medalist who had his battles with alcohol and depression as well. Everyone's concern now is just for Ian Thorpe to be a healthy, contented young man who's got his whole life in front of him. He's only just in his 30s. He's got so much to offer, as you will know, listening to him as part of the BBC's coverage of London 2012. He's incredibly engaging, he's deeply passionate about his sport, remarkably knowledgeable about it, but also wonderfully self-effacing and has it in a perspective that few contemporary athletes do. We want nothing but the best for him.
On to boxing now, and the man considered to be the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, has asked fans to decide whether his next bout should be against Britain's Amir Khan or Marcos Maidana of Argentina. The world light middleweight champion said on social media on Monday, "I'm going to let the fans vote. Tell me who I should fight next, either Khan or Maidana." Well, Khan beat Maidana in 2011, but the hard-hitting Argentine is the current world welterweight champion, having beaten the highly regarded Adrian Broner back in December. Before we go, a reminder of our top story here on the BBC World Service. Chelsea have ended Manchester City's unbeaten run at home in the league this season with a 1-0 win at the Etihad Stadium. The result moves Chelsea level on points with City in the table in second, but they're back on goal difference. Stay with us for further updates, but for now, that's the latest sports from the BBC.